Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council discussed the potential of adding a part-time staff member to the Planning and Zoning Department on Wednesday, January 2nd. According to City Manager Terry Eubank, typical resolutions like this are normally brought up during budget considerations. But considering that there is a vacancy, Eubank believes it was a prudent time to bring it forward.
We thought it was prudent to bring this forward at this time, not only to try to help reduce workload for the planning department, but also we didn't want to get in a situation where we now had to wait through attrition or disrupt an employee or lay an employee off. So that kind of was the impetus for bringing it forward at this time.
When it comes to the workload, Planning and Zoning Department Director Linda Mitchell says that having another helping hand would benefit her and everyone else substantially, explaining that there are a lot of roles and responsibilities in this job position, and she needs to be able to focus on the long-term plans for the city and have the hired staff support her in day-to-day assignments.
I can't focus on these comp plan and historic preservation plans, things that will allow us to be eligible for grants. So it's overdue, and I think this will really help this department out.
Eubank explains that at the moment, the council has budgeted for two full-time positions for the Planning and Zoning Department. Currently, they only have a full-time and a half-time position filled.
So what this does by adding a half-time position, it's going to allow us to recruit for our vacant half-time. We'll be able to recruit for a vacant full-time.
Eubank does mention that having a part-time assistant would be a reoccurring cost to the city and would be equivalent of adding a half-time, full-time equivalent.
So the department will have a 2.5 FTE equivalent if this goes forward. The estimated cost, if this would have been in place on the FY24 budget, would have been an additional $27,000 annually. And we expect that to be a reoccurring cost. And, you know, it's subject to growth, just like all of the rest of our personnel costs, but it's multi-year.
Although looking for candidates may be difficult, Mitchell is hopeful that the department will be able to find someone who is willing and able to do the job. After a unanimous vote, the resolution was adopted. A Palmer man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for murder related to a hit-and-run incident. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Palmer man was sentenced last Wednesday for an October 2020 incident in which he pursued, then shot and killed a person who fled after hitting his vehicle. Gavin Sullivan Christensen, 41, was sentenced to 25 years to serve for murder in the second degree, misconduct involving weapons in the first degree, and three counts of assault. Christensen was convicted in March for an incident on October 11, 2020, in which he contacted 911 to report that his vehicle had been struck in a hit and run and that he was pursuing the person who hit his vehicle near mile 37 of Wasilla Fishhook Road in Willow. An investigation revealed that Christensen was outside of his vehicle when his car was struck and that Christensen had shot at the departing vehicle approximately 15 times before he began pursuing the vehicle driven by 35-year-old Devin Morehouse. The pursuit lasted for approximately 5 miles before Morehouse lost control of his vehicle and went off the road, stranding Morehouse and his juvenile passenger in the ditch. While on the phone with MatCom dispatched, Christensen drove up to Morehouse's driver's side window and announced, "I'm about to shoot somebody," and then fired several shots into Morehouse's vehicle, killing Morehouse. The juvenile passenger was unharmed. Christensen told investigators that Morehouse had pointed a firearm at him as Christensen approached the stranded vehicle. Morehouse's gun was found at the scene, but investigation revealed that it was not loaded. During the March proceedings in Palmer's Superior Court, the defense argued Christensen's actions were in self-defense. However, Palmer Assistant District Attorney Kerry Corliss said in rebuttal, "Alaska has a stand-your-ground self-defense law, but it is stand-your-ground, not chase them down." For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.